hair curlers and corn rolls. Yeah. Look. Probably I didn't mention that one because that's the one I detest a great deal.
Is a natural predominantly a female hairstyle?
It's called natural, man.
Okay, I was going to say, because you said that's for the men, and then you started into the female, and you said naturalized.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about that. So.
It's nice.
Because I know in Madison, Illinois, when I taught high school there, natural was just the natural.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the racy stuff.
What
do you call an effeminate male that's not necessarily a homosexual?
What do you call a feminine male who's not necessarily homosexual? Weird. not necessarily. Okay, you've left the gate open. I call him a fag, a punk, a gay, a queer.
Oh, let's put it this way. Let's just say, what do you call a male homosexual?
Homosexual. Okay, that those same sorts of situations come up. Fag, punk, gay, queen, princess, mother, star. Those are about the terms I believe. Right?
And you'd use the same terms like if you were, you know, when you were in grade school, high school, if you had somebody that, you know, the kid just acted, had a womanish ways about it, not necessarily, he was just kind of an effeminate person.
No, we were definite about all hardies.
Okay.
You were.
No. How about an overtly masculine female that's not also not necessarily homosexual?
Not necessarily. There we go.
All right, let's go with the female homosexual first.
Okay.
So there's one for each one.
Dagger.
Whoa.
Lesbian. The man.
Okay, and you use the same for if it was just a, let's say a young girl, a very young girl that's all the time playing with the guy, what would you call her?
Tomboy, that would be the only exception. Tomboy.
Okay. But when she got a little bit older, you might refer to her as a slave. You know, she continued doing.
Yeah. Well, she had her designs on other things, particularly if she was taking more of the girls than I was. You know, that was definitely a no-no.
Okay. All right, what would you call a sexually overactive male?
A dude, a brother. Yeah, we're all in the same course.
How about a sexually overactive female?
Nymphomaniac. No, yeah. Whore.
Okay. How about a sexually indiscreet female? Someone that's just not
cool. Trouble. That's particularly if you had an old lady who was, you know, kind of jealous. We call it trouble, really. That's about, really, you know, like, I knew only one of them, and, you know, I used to call myself going to stay away from her. I didn't want to be bothered with my business in the streets.
How about a sexually indiscreet male, someone just...
Well, that was just one of the boys.
Okay. Do you have any terms for an ugly girl or what?
Boogerbat, gorilla, bear-rilla, ugly as the back way to Richmond Heights. My God, tarantula, anything, you know, anything that came to anybody's mind to describe her, and, you know, it just dealt that way, you know, everybody knew what she was, you know, ugly, you know, meaning you ugly, boy, ugly.
How about an ugly boy?
Huh?
How about an ugly boy or man?
One of the boys.